Good afternoon, my Sunday Drive Talkers. This is your host, Dr. William Paul Butler, Sr., and I'm so glad to be on another rendition of the Sunday Drive Talk with you. I hope that you're doing well and that this message finds you blessed. On today, we've got much to talk about, but before we do, I want to thank some of our sponsors. I want to say thank you for all of our sponsors, supporters, and Knoxville Internet, all those who are here in Tennessee, Jason Moore, Salon Knoxville, Pastor Anthony Mapers and True Believers Church, the Rock of Ages Baptist Church, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for keeping us on the air. Thank you for supporting our lines and helping us to reach more and more people. Throughout this broadcast, we will be discussing many different topics. And if you would like to comment, please feel free to shoot a text to 865-306-6362. And we will try to get your information on the air. So on today, what are we going to talk about? What we're going to talk about is the church going extinct and why people don't like to attend church, all right? This is a very interesting topic. Since the beginning of time, God has desired to have a relationship with his people. People have had a need to seek God and to follow God in order to reach the greatest potentials in their life. And since God is the only one who sees past, present, and future and can do all things but fail, it behooves us to always seek a relationship with God. In the Old Testament, it started with God sending his people where they would worship him in a tent. After a while, God blessed them to where they were able to worship him by building an awesome, awesome, awesome temple. And in the New Testament, the Bible teaches that it shares with us in the book of Hebrews that we should not seek opportunity to miss church, you know, but it's designed to encourage us. It teaches us that in Hebrews. And so in this text, every single born again believer, every single person who believes in Jesus Christ, who is should be wanting to be obedient to him and want to go to church. Now, since statistics say that there are more than 2 billion worldwide believers in Jesus the Christ, why is it that so many people are not going to church? This is a problem. I would like to open up the airways. I'd like to get some feedback. Can anybody share your information? Anybody have anything to offer on this topic? Why is it people don't like going to church? You know, what's up with that? Anyone? As we look through here, we find that statistics say that 60 churches a week close their doors and no longer have any worship and celebration of service. This is a travesty when we look at the need for God and the need for training, the need for structure, the need for understanding what God wants. Now, in order to really understand this, we're going to have to look at what many people are saying is their reason for not wanting to go to church, okay? And the reasons are going to vary. But I wanted to tell you guys that there are a lot of articles on this, okay? There are articles that says why people don't go to church. There's articles that say why people leave the church. It can say why people don't. It just goes on and on and on. However, I'd like to be able to point out one of the Gallup polls. When you go to news.gallup.com, there is a poll that they do, because Gallup has been doing polls for probably 30, 40 years. There's a Gallup poll that says more than 40% of Americans claim to attend church or synagogues regularly, and only about 15% say that they never attend. Easter is one of those times of year, along with Christmas, when pews are filled to capacity in many churches, bringing to mind the question, just why do Americans attend church? If The church is full on certain days, and they say that they believe in Christ, which is the reason why they're coming. Why is it folks don't come to church? So they have researchers that were looking all over the place trying to figure out, why do people come to church? What are they looking for? What's going on? In society, and it's not just the United States. This is a worldwide situation where there's an issue. All right. One of the things that people don't understand is that there's a strong relation between the age and church attendance. Okay. With older Americans, much more being the age group that normally attends church, older people go to church. Really younger people go to church. But those people in between don't go. So one of the reasons why people don't go to church, and I know this is going to sound a little weird, but one reason why folks don't come to church is because they just don't want to. They're in the most recent times have been a unfurling and a big overflow of nuances, of ideas and internet opportunities and free applications and things that people can do where you can do anything on a Sunday other than going to church. And most churches attend church on Sunday, if not any other day of the week. Therefore, it's indicative to look at the fact that when you have all these other people that are doing everything else, it's competition. The church itself used to be a situation to where nobody did anything on a Sunday because it was seen as the Christian Sabbath. And the Bible says in the Old Testament that you ought to remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. It talked about the importance of making sure that we got a chance to work together by worshiping God and taking out that day to rest and not do any work. Take out that time to just enjoy one another, carrying out the principles of God's love, the precepts of his love, and also the practical living standards of worshiping God on that day. In the New Testament, Jesus emphasizes our need and ability to worship God every single day of the year. Now, in doing so, that does not mean that we should not worship God on a Sunday. So we need to come together to worship God because whenever you have two people who believe something together, they normally are stronger at it when they work together. Jesus sent out his disciples two by two. The second one was for added strength. Whenever people go to work out or they start out a new exercise regimen or they go on a diet, they normally are more successful if they have somebody to partner with. You partner with someone, that normally helps them out greatly, 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 greatly. All right? Now, some of the people who attend church that reported attending church at least once a month was about 55% of churchgoers said, well, I go, but I only go once a month. And there are multiple things that people said that they base on what they think is important to them by them attending church. 23% of those who go to church says they do it for spiritual growth and guidance. 20% say they do it because it's their faith. 15% say they do it just to worship God. 13% say it's the fellowship of other members and the community. 12% say they believe in God and they believe in their religion. Another 12% says they brought up the way a family value is put into place that created a tradition where basically their mama went to church every day. They taught them to go to church every day, so they go to church every day. All right? And there was 1% of people that said they didn't know why they went to church. They just went. I thought that that was a little weird, but we had a 1% of all these people who actually said so, which I thought was kind of comical. As we look into this, one of the things that we can rest assured is that there are lots of reasons why folks don't come to church. There's a lot more. One of the reasons why people do not attend church is some folks say that they're busy every single day of the week, and Sunday is the only day that they have as a free day where they can rest or they can recreate or they can do this and where they can do that. And so, you know, how in the world do we address that situation? I want to ask you as my audience, if a person says, well, you know, I work every day, and then on Saturday, I do stuff with my kids and my family, so the only day I have where I can just relax and rest is Sunday. What would you say to that if you're a believer and one of your friends, your family, was saying that to you? How would you respond? Anyone? By the way, if you like to see it in text message, you can drop a message to 865-306-6362. Just shoot a text message there, and we will jump on it right away. All right? Go ahead. I'm starting to see a little bit of chatter on the text feed, and I hope I didn't cut anyone off if you were getting ready to say something. Was someone about to share? All right. So one of the things that we're getting is folks are saying that the reason what they would say to someone who actually said these types of comments is they would share with them that, you know, as a Christian, we actually find our rest and our peace in Christ. So many times when you're stressed out because of something that you need God's guidance on, getting sleep doesn't even give you the rest that you should have. Just all you did was get sleep, and you woke up, and your mind was still tired, your spirit was still tired, your heart was still heavy. And when that happens, you just can't get enough sleep because you're looking for something that sleep doesn't provide. Sleep may give you rest for your body, but it will not give you peace of mind. Sleep may give you a little bit of relaxation, but it does not necessarily create the peace that surpasses all understanding that can only come through Jesus Christ. God created the church in order to be a catalyst point where you can work with other people that are imperfect, following a perfect God, that get a chance to share our failures and our faults and our faith with one another so that we can encourage each other to serve God better. That's the purpose of the church. It's our way of reaching and impacting one another for the best of the community and to the glory of God. We have some other comments here. One of the reasons why people don't come to church is because they see so many people who go to church who live such a horrible example of what it is to actually serve God. There's so many people who say that they're Christians, but they make these terrible mistakes in public, and if someone comes and tries to talk to them about it, they're disrespectful, they're a bad attitude, they're haughty, they curse someone out, they disrespect everybody else, and sometimes it even happens on YouTube or the internet. So that can be a tricky situation. But in those situations, how in the world are we supposed to handle that? Y'all have no idea how many times I hear people saying, I saw this guy do this. I saw this girl do that. I saw this person say that. And they're supposed to be a Christian. Well, what I should normally share with them is that we don't worship other people. We worship God. The only perfect person on the planet is Jesus Christ. The Bible is very clear about the followers of Christ and our good, bad, and ugly behaviors. But no matter what you may have done wrong, the issue is that we're serving a God who knows what we've done wrong and is perfecting the human in spite of whatever they have done in the past. He is the coach that's trying to help us work off the weights of our sin that is in our life. And you might see some of those weights at one time or another, but you should never, ever stop working on trying to change your life to where you can become what God wants you to be. And if you see a person who's supposed to be a Christian and they are not behaving in a way that represents Christ, then that's them. That's not Jesus Christ. We're commanded to serve Jesus Christ, but that doesn't mean that we're always successful in representing him in the best way possible. All of us know that we shouldn't steal from other people. However, that doesn't stop the fact that all of us have taken something that didn't belong to them. We also know we shouldn't be just walking around lying all the time. But all of us have told untruth. So knowing better and doing better are two different things. The church is there so that you can join with other people that help to reinforce those principles of standing for God, honoring God, worshiping God, and celebrating his way, his word, his will. This is what real Christians are dedicated to. And the more you serve him, the more pure your life will be and the more peace your mind will have and the less drama they will see from the devil and the more light they will see of Jesus Christ in the life of the believer. One other reason why people say that they don't like coming to church is because they have had a problem when it comes down to their lack of belief in God. They have a lot of new belief systems that are coming out, and people now are openly attacking God and disrespecting God. It's making people believe that there is no God. Some people have said, well, if God was real, then why doesn't he attack me right now? Why doesn't he say that? This person said this and this person said that. He let them get away with it. And the issue you don't understand is that God is not like us. As far as the East is from the West, the Bible says God's thoughts are from our thoughts. So when you think about God, you can't think about what you would do and then wonder why God didn't act like you. Last time I checked, it was our job to follow him, not his job to follow us. But there's still a more biblical answer to your question that I want to share with you. The Bible teaches that Jesus died on the cross for our sin. Now, prior to that time, in the Old Testament, you saw in the early faith period where people would actually disrespect God, and if they got too disrespectful, they dropped dead. However, in the midst of people doing things like that, Jesus was sent to die for the sins of the world, and when he died, we entered into a dispensation of grace that allowed people not only to get close to God and to serve God better in spite of our sin, but it also allows people to be able to disrespect many of the things that God holds sacred and that he thinks are important and him not exact punishment right then. So no one ever gets away with disrespecting God. No one ever gets away with blaspheming his name. Nobody ever gets away with just totally disregarding him and just doing anything to his people or his word. However, the issue is God has a principle that's set up in the New Testament where two things happen. Number one, as you disrespect God, who is the L-I-F-E, you lose more L-I-F-E. People who live blasphemous lifestyles and disrespectful against God, they normally do not live out their days, and they shorten their life. Second, you also have a situation where not only do you not live out your life, but the Bible teaches that when we stand before Christ and he's going to open the books and everything we ever did, said, place we ever went, even the thoughts that we thought are going to be revealed before our judgment on whether or not we're going to heaven or going to hell. I don't know about you, but I am so glad that Jesus died on the cross before I was born so that I would have an opportunity to be able to live in the period of grace where I have an opportunity to talk to God for myself, and I'm able to seek his forgiveness for my sins and also seek his guidance for my lifestyle. I can help to tell other people about him, and I didn't have to wait for the priest just to be able to confess my sins, but I can pray anywhere at any time if I need him, and I think that that's a fantastic thing. Well, most people don't understand that many people don't like coming to church because they don't have a clear understanding of who God is. They don't have a clear understanding of what God wants. They don't have a clear understanding of what the Bible says is good for us. Sometimes something that is actually there to help you can be seen as your enemy or a hindrance against you based on your lack of understanding for it. Many kids hate baths when they're little, and they don't understand that by them hating that bath, that being clean is a part of them extending their lifespan and maintaining good health. It will help them in the long run in multiplicity of ways. However, the very thing that is designed to help them was seen as a hindrance and a negative against them based on the fact that they just don't want to jump into a bath. They'd rather be playing games. They'd rather be doing this or doing that. But without that, they would wind up getting infections. They wind up getting contaminated. They wind up having issues and having a very uncomfortable lifestyle, not to mention being uncomfortable around others. It is important that we remember that God is wiser than we are. He's smarter than we are. He understands things that we've not even fathomed to think about yet. Therefore, when he has a perfect way, his way is the perfect way, and you can never go wrong doing right with him. So we've got to trust God. We've got to serve God, and we've got to be what God wants us to be if we really want to be successful. Many people don't come to church for many different reasons, and these are a few of them. I've got a few more here, but first I want to check to see if there are any questions, comments, amusing anecdotes, suggestions, or complaints. Anyone got any thoughts out there in Radio Land? If so, now is your time. All right. One of the things that I heard is that people said they did not want to come to church because they did not like the idea that there is someone else who controls their life instead of themselves. I know that this sounds weird, and I don't want to sound dogmatic or making light of the situation. But if God is in, if you know that God is in control of everything, then just because you stick your head in the sand and say, I don't want to face him, doesn't stop him from still being in control of everything. If God is real and you're going to, if God is real and he can never lie, then whatever he says is truth. Well, one thing the Bible says is that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If that is the case, then everyone is going to face him. And if you're going to face him, you got to remember, what are you going to say? I didn't really want to believe you were real, so I just ignored you? We might want to prepare ourselves, because the Bible is the most accurate transcript that has ever been written in the history of mankind. It covers the old, the new, and the present. And if you do not pay attention to it, you will reap the consequences thereof. Those who fail to live by the law of God will succeed in dying by the law of God. It is not God's will that any should perish, but that through Jesus Christ, they may be able to have a right to the tree of life and live in heaven to fellowship with God. So as we go through this, one of the three categories we find is that people that are fearful stop going to church because they felt like they were offended. They didn't like something someone said or did or a decision that was made. But we don't worship God based on that. We don't worship him based on what we thought a person, how much a person liked us or didn't like us. We don't worship God based on how far we think we can get away with things. We don't worship God by any of those means. When we worship God, we do it because it pleases him. Regardless of the decisions that were made by any other ministry or group, serving God is how we respond to his word in Hebrews that tells us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, and we should all seek to do it. Not only that, but Proverbs 22:6 says, train up your child in the way that they should go. That means that we also should teach our children as well. One of the things that we are doing in our church is we have a mentoring program. We're reaching out to people who need influence and need encouragement, who need to be touched and who need to be connected, so that we can work together to unction people to honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through discipleship. And if you're ever in need of a mentor for you or your child, I want to volunteer you to contact Rock of Ages Baptist Church. You can call Dr. Butler. You can call our church, and we will do what we can to help you get lined up with a mentor at any point in time. We would love for you to be a part of what God is doing in the lives of other people. Church is actually there, not for you, but with you, so that you would be the person who would gain a relationship with God. The church is there for you to understand how to serve God best. How are you going to learn of his will? The church is there to be the place where you can gather yourself together to honor and lift up his name and to allow him to bless you through the lives of other people and for you to be a blessing to the lives of other people as well. It is our practice place for the coming heaven and the next life that God will transfer us into after we leave this one. It is important that we become good at attending and seeking and honoring him. Last but not least, one of the reasons why people don't come to church is because they have made up their mind that it did not take, it wasn't something mandatory. It didn't take all that for them to go to heaven. And I know that many people have found spiritual proof that there are lots of people who have gone to heaven that were not church attenders. However, when you look at the thief on the cross who believed in Jesus and Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise, that was only a symbol of what it is God wanted for the average person and what it is God intended for his believers. So please keep this in mind. Just because the thief on the cross, when a person gets saved, they're saved in whatever situation they're in. And if they're saved while they're dying, if they truly believe in Jesus Christ, they can be saved. But in order for a person to live for God and to help others know who he is and to live and serve God as well, the church is your tool, your instrument, your gym, your workout place. It is your lighthouse where you go to help shine the light in your life in order to generate and encourage the light in others' lives. That is the purpose of the church, to go tell a dying world that there's life in Jesus Christ. That is our purpose. That is our meaning. That is what we're supposed to do. And that's what God intends for you as well. So if you're hearing this, pray for opportunity to let someone know what's going on, that their life would change and you would be able to serve and be successful in being accepted into the kingdom through the salvation of Jesus Christ. Even though the world seems like they're rejecting Jesus, even though it seems like folks don't want to go to church, this is not the first time that's happened, all right? You remember the weeping prophet, Jeremiah? The church people did not want to hear anything he has to say, and God told them, you got to tell them anyway. But they got angry at Jeremiah, and he took it personal, and he got discouraged, and he put himself down in the dumps, and he said, I'm never going to preach again. And he didn't want to preach because it hurt his feelings so badly. Well, when he began to think on the goodness of Jesus, all the things he'd done for him, he said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. And he said he wasn't going to tell anybody, but he just couldn't keep it to himself. This is what happens to real believers. If you have served God and you have given your heart to God and really been saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, it's going to be impossible for you to be successful going away from God. You got to find yourself going in his direction. So I encourage you. I challenge you. I implore you. I push you to try to give yourself over to the will and the worship and the way of God. I think that you're going to find more in God's will than you ever seen in your life. So give it a shot. Pray for a place that you might be connected so that you can practice out the principles and the truth of God's word. And if you see that other people are stepping away from the church, not the first time. There's been many, many falling away that have happened. There's many times where people, even the disciples themselves, were martyred and killed. They were stoned and crucified. They were assassinated and stabbed. Many of them were beheaded. All these things happened because they were telling the truth of Jesus Christ. So please don't base the truth and the honesty of God based on how well people receive it. Base it based on the truth on its own. And in yourself, encourage yourself, and others, that they may take advantage of the precious jewel and the process God has created for all persons, that we may change our lives from coal into the precious diamond of a life with Christ, Spirit-filled, Spirit-led, and guided with his protection and his provision. We ask that you would, if any way possible, if you're ever in the Morristown, Tennessee area, just outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, come and see The Rock. We would love for you to fellowship with us. We're located at 420 West 13th North Street, and we would love to be able to see you and fellowship with you anytime. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Have a victorious week in Jesus.